Neil Sagan Show.
So Rodney has been replaced. Peter Kay.
Hello, Dave. Hello, Stuart. How are you?
Good morning.
I think we're good form. All the better that that we've got Peter Kay on the show. Very
Absolutely.
Good morning to you, sir.
Rodney's out collecting leaves for community service.
He is. I mean, it's just one of these things. It was always going to happen. There was going to, you know, finally his misdemeanors would catch up with him.
Is he tagged?
I think he is, actually, yeah, because, well, he must be tagged, I think, to the general Lurgan area, because he never seems
to leave Lurgan.
Never seems to leave Lurgan.
So I went to a wedding a few weeks back, and there was a girl that was tagged.
Oh.
Was it in Lurgan?
No, it wasn't in Lurgan. It was in the northwest of England, but I just noticed she was tagged.
Right. Okay.
Oh, there you go. I don't know how far she could go before she'd set an alarm off, but yeah. She was tagged.
So you're just limited to the dance floor all night.
No, this was in the church.
Right, okay.
Special leave and everything.
Or anything. I thought it was some fancy kind of, you know, bracelet.
Maybe it's a thing for like tracking her steps. You know, everybody's into the fitness nowadays.
Yeah, it could be one of those like things you see people on. What, the Fitbits?
Yeah, one of those.
It's the leg equivalent. Anyway, Mr. K, nice to have you on. I'm a little bit, I suppose, if truth be told, I'm a little bit intimidated about our chat here, because I'll kick off with a couple of things. The first thing being is I'm a big fan. I've watched a lot of your stuff down through the years. And the one thing, I suppose, that I've taken away from you that a lot of people may not home in on are the subtleties in some of your humour, some of your shows, your sketches, your stand-up down through the year on radio DJs. You seem to have us down to a fine art, and I want to know how, I want to know why, and I'm also then very concerned that you see through this whole facade. So that, firstly, that intimidates me a little bit, particularly Car Share, which, by the way, was just
fantastic.
A genius piece of work, I have to say.
Thank you very much. I think I've always loved music, and I remember when I did the very first thing I ever did called The Services, I was just trying to find characters that I could portray, as you say. And I was there was a DJ in a car park, I think it was Tesco or Asda, but unfortunately they'd put him at the farthest end of the car park. He was doing like an outside broadcast, mm-hmm. but not to an actual radio station, just to himself.
Like a roadshow kind of thing.
Yeah, been there,
yeah,
done that.
He was so far away from the store.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
And was he giving it welly? He was giving it everything.
Oh, he was giving it everything to about two kids. And
you see, that's so the enthusiasm that.
Go on, sorry.
Yeah, I was saying that's the enthusiasm that only exists on local radio.
Yeah, well, I took that and then I put that into a character, and that became Charlie FM.
Yeah,
coming in your ears, and then I couldn't use that for Carshire, mm-hmm. because, unfortunately, it's an actual radio station now.
Yeah.
And with the BBC, it's classed as promotion, even though I came up with it first. So I had to come up with a new radio station, which was Forever FM.
Yeah. And the thing is, people now, I think after that show aired, people have gone looking for Forever FM. They like the sound of it. They want to suss it out.
But it's the worst bits of every single local radio station. Like, we're listening to it. And
it's actually not meant to be a kind of an Alan Partridge send-up. I wanted it to be really real. Mm-hmm. I wanted the music to be music that people liked, and I wanted the radio station to be as to when you hear it, your brain thinks this is a real radio station, because when people are commuting and driving to work every day, the radio is so important to them, and they shout at the radio and they react to the radio, and they could just change channel, but they don't, because it's almost like your best friend and your worst enemy, and they'll shout things out. And you know what really gets me, I was actually going to put this in Carshire, is that how upset you get when the DJ's off. When they're not in, you get really frustrated because you go, who's this? Where are they?
Yeah, it's unsettling, isn't it?
He's like, oh, where's he gone?
For people usually who listen to this show go, oh, thank goodness for that.
You might spend your life being frustrated with them, but God forbid they'd be off.
Or when they cut off the end of records and that sort of thing.
Oh yeah, well, I've written that into the new series. They get to the chorus of a track, and then it goes to a, you're listening to Forever FM. We're going to go, and you're like, no, you can't. That's just bad programming. Yeah,
which is just what we did with Coldplay to get you on.
Well, you said to me, I'm
going to
cut it.
To be fair, no, you did say, don't do that, don't do that. Wait till the end.
Chris Martin.
Yeah, but
you know,
he did.
He needs the money. He needs the royalties.
I know. And Peter
you
did say no.
All the switches.
He said, don't be doing that on my account. And I said, no, it's okay. It's Coldplay. I'm happy with it. I can live with
well,
it.
Oh, I'm all right for time. I don't mind.
I'll take the flat for that. But no, I really... I love, and I just wanted to say to you, I appreciate the subtleties of that show, I suppose, working in radio and media, because...
Well, that's very kind. It took a lot of time. It cost a fortune, and it took ages, and everybody was saying, are you mad? But I'm going, no, but if we get it right, people will believe it's a real radio station. So there was a lot of waste. I mean, we recorded like 6 breakfast shows and 6 drive time shows, and you only actually hear snippets of bits and bats, so you'll never hear the full shows, but people do, you know, it's worth it in the end for the detail, because people believe, it's, for me, it's the third character in Karsha, yeah, the radio, so yeah, it's really important. It sounds really boring, it's people going, yeah, 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 just make us laugh. Stop talking about how you
No, think. Well, as I say, I think for me the funny thing of it is, and because I suppose can relate to so much of it, is the endearing subtlety of it, and how, you know, all these radio stations have a feature at 9 o'clock in the morning where you guess the year, and every time you listen to it, you shout the year at the radio.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, but I think the form, there's nothing. It's all done with affection. There's nothing. I mean, I think it's only when I really like Alan Partridge, Mid Morning Matters, and but that's kind of sending it up.
Yeah.
That's gone a little bit more, not so much FM. It's gone a little bit more kind of regional, them kind of shows, a bit more parochial. Do you know what I mean? But I heard one yesterday because I've just come back from Ireland, and I was in Limerick yesterday, and I was in listening to Clare FM, and they had a brilliant mid morning teaser, which was. I can't remember it now, but it was an anagram. And the anagram was something like Moon Dog something. I don't know what it was. But you had to ring in and try and decipher what the anagram was. And a guy rang in and he went, hello, we've got Barry on the line. And he goes, what is it? Is it Foot and Mouth? It's Foot and Mouth. You've won a weekend in a hotel, 5-star hotel in Galway. It's Foot and Mouth. I thought, it was Foot and Mouth?
That's brilliant.
In morning, 11's is like tea break quiz, it was something. But
brilliant.
It's fantastic stuff.
Brilliant.
Like that.
Deputy Dave's writing that one down.
I'm using that on my Downtown Country show next week, writing that down.
We've got a digital radio station in here.
It's one of them anagram generators, and you'll get the answer. Do it the reverse way around. Foot and mouth, the answer. Do it the other way. Maybe you should do it the other way. Say it's foot and mouth. People have got to come up with anagrams for it.
You see that there's no end of the execution, the competition executions here. I mean, this is fantastic. We're getting ideas.
Yeah, if somebody told me that this interview was going to descend to foot and mouth, I would never have seen that come.
No, and I wouldn't have known that was the answer. Yet. I nearly crashed the car. I couldn't believe that was the answer.
Here, I'm glad you're coming back to Belfast next week. I want to get onto this in a second. It sounds like an amazing event, and I'm actually looking forward to finding out how it actually looks and works and operates. But before we get to that, we're talking about your mum, of course, from Coal Island originally.
Yes.
That's how you have your Northern Ireland accent down to an absolute T. Because
it's just easy to dip in and out of. Not hard at all, because you've been brought up with it, and it's just so easy. Peter, stop doing that. What time are you doing the radio interview?
That is brilliant.
She's in the front room, and I'm in the dining room, and she's just gone, oh, sorry, I didn't realise you were on now.
Mm-hmm.
And I just snuck in here. She's come up. She's watching the children, because I said, I can't do the interview and have all the children behind me playing. So I'll go in the other room and talk, you see. So I've come in the side room here. But it's just easy to talk like that. Can't help it. And that's where Geraldine came from.
I was going to say, because that character, and I did say that Deputy Dave has dated girls like Geraldine. Although
I hope she's not listening, because she'd be very upset.
There's nothing wrong. They're all very lovely girls.
Lovely girl,
Don't be saying anything bad.
Yeah, don't be saying anything bad.
I would never.
But Geraldine, what was Geraldine's surname?
McQueen.
Geraldine McQueen was just a brilliant character.
Having hit singles and everything.
She hit singles.
It is, and it's bizarre. Apparently, Adele did a show in Manchester the other week, and she came on and she mentioned me because playing the arena in Manchester where I've played, and she mentioned something about Geraldine, and she's mentioned Geraldine a few times. I don't know if she's a bit self-conscious that it's a parody of her, but unfortunately, came before Adele.
It's true.
Maybe she wants you on the new album.
Pardon?
Maybe she wants Geraldine on the new album.
Well, Geraldine's away on the cruise ships in Malta.
Oh. Maybe Adele was inspired by Geraldine in many ways.
But I don't think so, somehow.
Possibly not.
But it's not meant... I mean, I think Geraldine was 2008, and I think Adele was starting up then, but I never based it on anybody other than just them kind of X Factor winners, them type of people, you know.
It was just that fantastic show. Was it Britain's Got the Pop
Factor?
It was brilliant.
It was brilliant too.
Well, it needed sending up, and I thought it needed sending up, and that's nearly going on for like 8 years ago, so imagine how much it needs. I thought it had kind of had its day then.
Sorry, the full title was Peter Kay's Britain's Got the Pop Factor and possibly a new celebrity Jesus Christ Superstar Superstar Strictly on Ice.
That was a great show.
Yeah, and Cat Daly said it every time.
it was a brilliant piece of work. And I think they if you find it, kind of thought it was fizzling out then, I suppose the words sort of flogging dead donkeys.
I didn't want to do a... Simon Cowell was really stressed about it and thinking it was going to be, you know, a big take his empire down, but it was all an affectionate thing. You can't have something like that that's so popular culture, that's so popular, and not send it up. And I'm not a satirist, but I just thought, I love music again, and there's a good opportunity because the way they play on the emotional side of it all the time, I thought we can just go to town. I think the only problem is I went to too much detail on it that people watched it and thought it were real. That's the only problem. People watched it and went, not another one of these shows. And then they went, oh, actually, no, it's a send-up. But we were so detailed on the graphics and everything that it looked so real. But I wanted to do it like that. I wanted it to be detailed. So for me, it's just about whether it'll stand the test of time is what I like. If people go back to it in years to come and think it's a document, a comedy document of that time when there was loads of them shows on, and it's just a good thing that people go back to, like Spinal Tap or something, because Spinal Tap came out and did really badly and never made any money and nobody watched it, and now it's considered like one of the top five greatest comedies of all time. I think sometimes things take time to just catch on, you know, when you look back at it.
And if nothing else, we're coming up, suppose, on maybe, you know, a couple of years, you'll have hit the 10-year mark of Geraldine McQueen's success, and ITV2 can get her snapped up for the big reunion.
All I do, though, is when I watch Pop Factor, I just feel absolutely knackered, because I just see it and think, how much work, how much makeup, I'd be in makeup at like 4 in the morning for 3 hours. And I think you find that with a lot of comedians, is they start off with doing loads of characters and makeup, and then they just, as they get on, they do less and less. That's why in Karsha I don't have any. I'm sick to death of coming in 4 hours for everybody else.
Just stick the suit on and that's you sorted.
I know, so you think, in Karsha I'm just going to be myself.
Yeah, I love it. When is it back?
Well, we're supposed to be filming it soon. I don't know when it'll be on, because it take a while to edit and that. Yeah. So, and I kind of really look at absolutely everything when we edit and try and get the best out of it. And, you know, people going, is it finished? And I go, no, not yet. I've just got to change a few more songs on the radio, or go back and re-record some radio. But I think it's worth it in the end, because people... just washes over you, but I always put the hours in and make sure that it's as good as it possibly can be. I spend a lot of time on the last series on just shots of kind of the city and shots of people going to work and shots of the radio plays a lot over just general shots of people commuting and travelling. And
I think that's why, Peter, it's been so successful, is because there's something so raw and real about it that even aside from the humour, and again, I think it's back to that subtlety word, it's that kind of, that normalness almost about it has made it endearing for people.
I think it's important, though, because people, that's a lot of people's lives, is obviously going to and from work and a radio, and it's never really been exploited before Karsha, because technically you couldn't do it with you, when you're filming anything boring like this now, but when you're filming any driving shots through windscreens, it takes hours. But with Karsha, we had the cameras in the car on the dashboard. And people say, why is he driving a Fiat? I say, because it's a deep dash. because I can get five cameras on the dashboard. But you couldn't do that 10 years ago because the cameras weren't that small and you couldn't have them in HD. So I think that allowed us to be inside the car and to kind of have a mini studio. And I just think we couldn't have done it probably even 5 years ago. So I think that's what's made it. You're able to exploit the kind of monotony of driving to work every day and the routine of it, and that people spend probably 2 hours a day just sitting in traffic, most people.
If you ever do a Northern Ireland version and you need a cringeworthy backtrack, we'll just send you a tape of this show. Yeah. And you can...
Don't put yourselves down.
No, trust me. Man.
You can use that to your heart's content.
There's a full year's worth of this stuff.
A whole year. they don't work Saturdays. So.
I know. Damn. Want to get into the big event coming to the SSE Arena Belfast next Saturday. This, for me, is such an unusual concept. Is this something else that is kind of your brainchild, this Dance for Life for Cancer Research UK? And this has been going all around arenas, all over the UK. And what this is now going to be your second last one in Belfast next week, yeah?
Yeah, it is. I have to say, and I'm not just saying it because I'm doing it now, it has been the best thing I've ever done. I've always, again, I'll say it, loved music and love music. It's so important to me. And I don't have a social life. And I like dancing, but I can't dance. I just like, I don't go out to any kind of clubs or anything anymore because there aren't any anymore. So people don't dance much anymore because clubs have shut down a lot and a lot of people don't go to nightclubs because they probably feel like they're not, you know, especially at my age, you feel a little bit intimidated. And I just thought, why don't I do something like that and do it for charity? So it's nothing original, because there have been nights like this in the past. It's like a big school disco or a big Guilty Pleasures. But I thought, if you combine that with doing it for not for profit, all the profit goes to a charity, and I picked Cancer Research, I thought that's a really good charity because everybody knows somebody who's been affected in that way, and I thought it's a good charity to do it for, and I thought it gives people an opportunity to just, it's the same atmosphere that you get at Race for Life, where there's a lot of, everyone's very positive and there's a lot of camaraderie. I thought if you take that and you put music over it and let people come and have a dance, and it's also open for just giving so people can go and get their own sponsorship, I just thought we'll put a night on. And I understand, obviously, that if I front it, you could probably play bigger venues. So I just looked at the arenas and thought, let's just do it. And they all sold. I only went on, I think I did one announcement of it, and it all went and sold out. So it's been a great success. And I've loved it. I've absolutely loved it. It's been an absolute joy to do. A lot of fun, very positive, and just quite uplifting. You come away at the end of the night and you feel so happy doing it.
And how much of the event is the music, and how much of it is you on the mic having a bit of banter, having a bit of crack and sort of interaction?
Well, I do a bit, but you can't kill the momentum. So it's the 3 hours. It's a 3-hour dance or something. It runs for 3 hours. There's three separate hours. A clock comes on occasion. I'll put it up on the screen. There's no judges or adjudicators. People come, they can go and have a drink and they can go to the toilet. There's no more. And they just dance for 3 hours. It's all very laid back. And all I say at the start of the night is just enjoy yourself, have a good time, really let go, just have a great night. All the music's like everything up to like Coldplay and Kylie and Wham and ABBA and everything. I've not been snobby about anything. I've just picked music that's really uplifting and everybody tends to like. And we just go for it, and they've been a great success. I think it's a bit of it's just a simple idea. Nothing's a guarantee, but I think if you combine something that's uplifting like that with a good cause, I don't think you can lose, and everyone's come away. All I've said to people is just, mention it on social network. Let's do it again next year. Let's just keep doing it, because it's made quite a lot of money, and it's a good thing. So
I get to have
a bit of a social life. And have a
gets you out for the night.
Well, it does. Yeah, it's good. to say, I'm absolutely wrecked when it's over. I didn't. I don't stand up because 3 hours of doing it, and you just can't switch off. So I find it for the next couple of days after it knackered me a bit. I don't. I'm surprised. Stand-up's not as bad. So I used to do
a club in Belfast called Bar 7 years ago. Closed down now. Probably because that'll I was be doing why, it, to yeah. be fair. And it played everything from ABBA to Wham to Kylie. And I don't actually know if there's anywhere like really like that in Belfast now. Because you go into any of these clubs and it's...
Most people get to dance to songs that they like for probably about a 15-minute section at a family wedding every like 4 years. Other than that, it's when something comes on the radio. So you don't ever get those opportunities. I think that, like I said, a lot of clubs have shut now. There's not a niche for it, so it's tapped into that. But I'm not trying to make anything more than what it is. It's just, you know, 7 arenas we've done. And I thought, I've done, you know, the SSC, when it used to be the Odyssey. I did it like when I was on tour, I did 8 nights there. And I thought, they've always been so receptive and fantastic. So... I'm just come on to give it another push because there's 150 tickets left, and that's it. So if I thought if the money's going, it's £25 a ticket, and the money's going to a good cause, you know, it seems a shame not to give it a push because I think people might be assuming that it's all sold out and that's that. And I just thought, well, if I can give it another push and maybe sell, at least it seems a bit of a shame that that money couldn't be generated by selling them. So I just thought I'd see if I could come on and give it a little push.
Well, you're just right, and I hope. I think those 125 tickets will go fairly quickly now, because by all accounts, this will be Northern Ireland's biggest party next Saturday night. It is going to be
you're more than welcome
fun.
To come if you're not busy and you want to come down. I mean, it's been, you know, it's really quite spectacular. I mean, people can go on YouTube and
he's got the best DJ box I've ever seen. It looks amazing.
Okay. I gotta check this out.
Yeah, well, I said to him, if we're gonna do it, we've gotta do it right. We've gotta really, like, you know, make it as visually spectacular. I spent so long on the visual side, on the screens, and
a Kraken shell suit as well, by the way, that I've just spotted.
Well, I know, and you know what, I forgot it the other week in Liverpool, and I can't get hold of a shell suit in Liverpool, something I left it hanging up in the kitchen, so I didn't, where I brought it, I bought it off Amazon for about £12. Can't get all the shell suits anymore.
And the other thing I need to check, you're not one of these DJs that rock up, Peter, with a pen drive and stand there.
Premix.
None of that. This is live
this
and
is
raw.
Happening.
This is
this
happening.
Is happening.
You got the best of Kylie and you're prepared to use it.
Oh, yeah, and I do.
And
I
you do. Should. And I, you should.
Yeah. Well, it depends. It depends which way it goes. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes you never know, and it builds and builds, and then 3 hours is a long... I was going to make it 5 hours. I thought, thank God I didn't, because I thought, but 3 hours is enough, 3 hours is just long enough, and people do, you know, they are a bit wrecked at the end. It's a great night, and it's a good cause, and I just, because what happened was, I was talking to some relatives, funnily enough, they were down in Roscommon, and I was speaking to them last year, and they said they'd love to do Race for Life, but they feel a little bit intimidated about running, but they said they would dance. You know, for 3 hours to do that. And I thought, this is right. You know, there's some people who don't want to run, but they'll dance with a group of friends. So what's happening is you get loads of groups going, like 10 people all go, and everyone's been going in fancy dress, which has been brilliant. I mean, there's so many going fancy dress, even if it's just like leg warmers and afro wig, people are dressing up. And it's been brilliant. It's been that's added to the fun of it. So
sounds
I've
like the world's biggest hen party. Or along those lines.
We had an end party, and my friend brought her end party in Liverpool the other week, and they had a great night. So it's just been a good night for everybody. They've loved it, and I can honestly, and it's not just because I'm doing it right now, it has been the best thing I've ever done. I hope it carries on for a good few years, because it's a real joy to do.
And of course, it's for the incredible cause as well. I mean, I'm just looking on Just Giving. You've raised over £75,000 just from people doing Just Giving.
Incredible.
Aside from
I know,
the tickets.
It's kind of only just starting off. It's just catching on. I mean, Race for Life started in 94. I don't know how long this will go for. I mean, the music doesn't age. There's always, like I said, we've put Coldplay. There's modern songs in it. Like, it's not just all old stuff. I think all you've got to do is just keep across things and then do it again next year and just keep doing it. And, you know, it's look, it can't really age, can it? It'll just be what it is. It'll run its course and that'll be that. But you just don't know. I think it'll grow. I think people will become more aware of it, and then maybe people start getting sponsorship. I think now people are just a bit, all right, I can get sponsorship. So it's just getting the awareness out. But I've not done a lot of publicity for it because I don't want to spend more money out of the charity by publicising it. So putting loads of adverts everywhere and that, it feels a little bit like
counterproductive
money that you could raise for the charity. But they've all sold, apart from Belfast, which is the only one that's got 150 tickets left. And I know what it is. It's because we didn't call it line dancing for life.
You're probably right, actually.
Like, superimposed the sets.
That would have done the trick.
We've done it in seconds.
Listen, I suppose we got to go. I could talk to this man all day.
Yeah, I mean, we've been on for half an hour.
I know, but yeah, we don't usually stop the music for that long. Cool Saturday show, but we make an exception for Peter Kay. I'm such a fan.
I really appreciate you having me on. Thanks for the plug. I hope people will consider coming. You're more than welcome. I hope you'll have a great night if you do.
Right, and you'll let us in if myself and Deputy Dave come down next Saturday night.
I don't think anybody needs to see us dancing. I don't think anyone needs to.
Come down, yeah.
We'll take him out for a proper night out in Belfast later on. You're like one of those places that go on to 3 a.m.
Whoa.
We'll do that.
No, do they still exist?
Oh, yeah, they do.
He was in one the other night, but I think the less said about that, the better.
Yeah, I'm about 2 years away from meeting my daughter in one of these places. So, you know, I'm just a little bit cautious nowadays about heading out in town.
That's the thing, isn't it? I know you realise how old you are.
Exactly.
Well, there's only the few tickets left. You can get them right now at ticketmaster.ie or at the SSE Arena Belfast box office. So get down there, get supporting the event.
Peter Kay's Dance for Life.
Half 7 next Saturday. Like I said, it's £25 a ticket. So I think it's not too expensive for a 3-hour show, and we really go to town on it. So I think you come away thinking, you got your value for money.
Jilly's just dropped us a tweet to say she'd love to come and see you next weekend, Peter, but she's 38 weeks pregnant, so you don't need me in labour. That's not what you need in your event.
At the sides. I've got seating at the sides because if people want to go and have a sit down and they don't want to dance for 3 hours, all the seating's there. So, you know, Jilly, if you want to sit and tap your hand on your leg.
Something for everyone then. Next Saturday night in Belfast.
St. John's will sit with you.
It's a cracking first gig for the baby if it does arrive.
Exactly. What an introduction terrible to the world. Peter, we could talk all day. Got to shoot
thank
on.
You very
but
much.
Listen,
absolute pleasure. It's very kind of you.
You're welcome. Lovely to have you on. And good luck for next Saturday night. Going to be such a big night in Belfast.
Take care. Bye bye.
Peter Kay, everybody, on Forever FM, aka Cool FM.